I'm going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of January 3rd, 2024 in session at 6:30 PM. Would you all please rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming. We'll do roll call. Rudy here, Mark?
Here.
Brian?
Yeah.
Judy?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
Mike Gay?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
And Mike Santa? Not here. We have a pretty full crew. All right. We're going to go right into new business on this. The first thing, order of business, we're going to open up a public hearing for the proposed zoning amendments for 2024. Zoning and ordinance amendments for warrant articles to consider drafts of amendments to the Candia zoning ordinance for the 2024 ballot. Those are going to be the ones that were talked about by the planning board in the last several meetings. And so I'm going to open the public hearing at 6:32 p.m. Any comments from the public?
Tom Severino, 92 Adams Road in Candia. I just happened to be reading through the minutes there and saw this amendment and just want to comment that I do not think it's a good idea to amend this. I do not think it would do any good for the regulations that we already have in place.
Which one?
So this is mainly concerning 5.01G that you want to create to the zoning about the regulations
amendment,
to regulate 15% slopes or greater. So currently in our regulations, we have a note about buildable lots, which I believe is 25%. That definition of buildable is what makes it not buildable is very poorly drained soils, standing water, and steep slopes of 25% or greater. And right now, I guess I just want everyone to understand a 3-to-1 slope, which is the slopes that are required on the side of a septic system. So when a septic system is designed, it must have 3-to-1 slopes or flatter. A 3-to-1 slope on a septic system, which you could mow with your mower, is 33%, okay? If we change this regulation to 15%, you're going to engulf 80% of Candia. I mean, every 15% is a 15% is a 6-to-1 slope. So an extremely flat slope on the side of a highway is a 4-to-1. A steeper slope on the side of a highway behind the guardrail is a 2-to-1. That's 50%. So we already have a regulation that tells us in there that the area is not buildable if it's 25% or greater. I commend what you're trying to do. This, some of these lots were out of control, and I think some lots got away from us. But the problem is that those people that cannot do work on a 25% slope, which is where they were doing that work, they're not confident enough to do work on a 10% slope. So making a rule for 15%, you're going to add modifying a plan, engineering a plan, having an engineer review it. So a guy like me is on all those lots on Landing Way, I'm going to spend $10,000, $12,000 more to hand you this certified plan to show you that I know that I can grade this lot properly when I already know how to grade a lot properly. I can grade a 50% side slope properly, but it's so you're going to hurt the people that already know what to do. And the only reason that happened was they didn't know what to do in the first place. The second problem with that situation on New Boston Road, if you look at the Candia steep slope maps, which is again already in your zoning, that area on Walnut Hill is all shaded at 25%. So those lots from the beginning when they were subdivided, that should have been noted way back then when that subdivision happened, that technically that area should have opened up those lots when they were originally subdivided, because on the side of Walnut Hill there, across from where I built Donna Lenke's driveway, which, by the way, was also 25%, but across the street there, was it's almost steeper than 25%, literally, and all those houses hang on that hill. So, and again, nothing against the board, but that was just plain missed from way back at the beginning, that let's just say that was caught. Those incidences would have never happened because they would have never been allowed on that 25% slope. Now, if we do this knee-jerk reaction, and again, I understand what you're trying to do and not trying to knock that the board's trying to protect things, but if we do this knee-jerk reaction because of that situation and push it to 15%, I can't even explain to you how detrimental that would be of how much area in Candia has a 6-to-1 slope. Like, that's everywhere. So I just, again, you know my experience in the industry, and I highly recommend this is not something we should do. We have the regulations. If something needs to be done to tighten up when someone hands their septic plan in for their house lot, that it goes under some other screw, there may be a better way to do it to protect from people that's doing that work. I mean, I wish all people were certified that had to do the work, then we wouldn't have the problem in the first place. But I just think there's a better way. This is not the answer. So I'm just pleading to the board that we do not do this.
I mean, I'm going to just do something.
Sure.
I did it last meeting, but I'm going to do it again. To put it on the record during the public
Absolutely.
Meeting.
Tim?
Yep.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Please.
Sorry.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Other public input. Okay, so I'm just writing a note here. If there's no other public input, I'm going to follow up a little bit on the next item, which is input from our consultants. And just some of the board knows, everybody has now a copy of this. I can give you a copy of this too. In our last meeting, we did talk about extensively about the 15%, the 25%. We couldn't quite put our hands on where it came from. The most closest that we had come to was DES had a 15% slope for some of the requirements that they had. I had sent an email from the board to Brian Ruoff from Stantec to see where that came from, because a lot of the regulations or a lot of the ordinances that we've seen have been 15% slopes and then 25%, and over that they said no. Brian was going to be here tonight, but unfortunately he's sick, and he's to the point where he has no voice, so he can't even come in and hear. I sent him the ordinance today, the proposed ordinance today, and he sent me back a very good detailed email. And basically, now that the board has everything in here and advice from there, his general comment was is that there's a number of areas where there's conflict between some of our regulations and some of our ordinances, the way that this is currently written. The issue that came up was, I think you had mentioned it in here and some of the site plan reviews and things like that, that we have certain regulations that are being looked at from a regulation standpoint, but they're not in the ordinance, so they don't have the same level of power, so to speak. But after going through his evaluation of it and stuff, he suggested that it needs a lot of work. And based on that, my feeling is that the board may want to consider to hold off on this one until we can get a better correlation between what's in there and what's missing so that we don't run into those problems in the future.
I don't disagree with that. Right, that's correct. That's the problem, is it just isn't getting what it should be.
Right, because the issue that came up there before, and you had said this about the 25% slope, I don't remember what was in there at the time that those were approved, but it did get missed, and no one noticed it until the land was all cleared. Yeah. And it's like, that's a big drop-off.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I don't think so initially it was supposed to be cleared.
It wasn't supposed to be cleared.
That was the issue.
If there's no other public hearing, there's no other consultant hearing, what I'd like to do to make this so that we can go according to how we're supposed to do things is close the public hearing and then go into the deliberative portion of it to see what we want to do from the standpoint of the board. So, any...
Or go back to it after we do the other.
Right. So...
Make a motion to close the hearing?
Second. So we have a motion to close the hearing on, wait a minute. No, let me take that back. I'm sorry. We can't do that. We have to do the other two
right
now because it's still part of that one public hearing. I'm sorry. Thank you, Brian, for doing that.
Motion to unclose the...
We didn't vote on it.
Motion
so
withdrawn.
So any... any other comments, public hearing, public comments, or I have nothing from any consultant or the lawyers, have no comments on that. Amendment 2, which is to see if the town will vote to revise Article 16, Section 1601, by adding the following section, C, building codes. The following New Hampshire state building codes is currently in effect statewide are used for all construction in Candia. I won't go through listing all of them. But this is basically right out of the state RSAs for building codes. All it does is it codifies the fact that Candia is using what the current state building code is, no more, no less. And that was a request by the Candia Land Use Office. So, any comments?
No public comments?
All right, if there's none of that, and like I said, I have nothing from lawyers or from engineers or anything on that. And then the last one is Amendment 3 to see if the town will vote to authorize the planning board to make typographical syntax and other revisions that do not alter the intent of any section of the zoning ordinance. Basically, it just allows us to change anything that we find as a typo, as long as it doesn't change the intent of any of the ordinances. This was something that has been brought up several times in the past because we can't just go and change things. We can't even change a typographical thing without going through voting with the town.
Them versus they requires a vote change.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. This will make it so that we can do that and we can do it legally. Okay. If there's no other comments, no other questions, now we can close the public hearing.
But the... public hearing on the warrant articles, is that a separate open?
Separate.
Okay.
Yep.
Motion to close the public hearing.
And I'll second that.
Okay, a motion to close it. 6:44. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Mike? Linda?
Yes.
Yes. The zoning ordinance amendments.
Yes. All right. So it's up to us. My recommendation is that we not submit amendment number 1 this year. So mm-hmm.
That was my recommendation last week.
Would you like to make the motion?
I'd like to make the motion that we not submit the steep slopes amendment.
Okay. For this year.
For this year.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Mike? And Linda?
Yes.
Okay.
So the alternates vote now?
They're not really, I'm just putting them down. It's only going to be the 7 people that are currently on the board that actually count for votes. All right.
We're going to table that now until the future meetings.
Yeah, unless you guys feel we should just have the people on the board voice their vote and their concern, if that's...
It should be just the board.
You want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, unless we're sitting an alternate.
Okay, sure.
Then it would be appropriate.
Yeah, okay. That sounds fine. I have no problem with that at all.
Are we talking about the... Were you asking
Steve
about
Slopes?
That?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that now, or we're going to table that for...
Table it, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to table it forever.
Well, we do have some issues that we need to do, but you can't table it forever. This discussion's...
Well, yeah, table. You could. We could, Kevin.
Yes. There are so many fundamental things that I disagree with foundationally in the whole proposal.
We can't go into that one right now. Okay. All we're doing is we're voting on whether we were going to go send this to the town warrant.
I agree. I understand.
Okay.
I just hate to spend cycles of business on it at all. And I would vote that way. But we'll talk about it when it reemerges.
Right.
But I would prefer not to spend engineering dollars on it because I'm going to lobby vigorously against it, just so you know.
That's fine, but it's inappropriate at this point in time.
Fine. So I had to spend engineering dollars on it anyway.
Moving on.
Just asking. Because they are $10.
No, not unless the board chooses to do that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You didn't have the authority just to go ahead and do it.
Got right. Because Amendment 2. What's your pleasure on Amendment 2?
Then we only voted for the first one. We didn't vote for the first amendment.
We have to vote for each one of them separately. What we're voting, we're not voting for or against anything.
To put on the warrant.
All we're doing is putting it on the warrant article and what the wording should be.
I make the motion that we accept amendment number 2, so that it can go to the voters to be adopted for the building codes. Okay. Do you need me to list all of these? IBC, IEBC?
I don't think we need to.
Okay.
Yeah, I think as
presented.
As presented.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll second.
All right.
Amendment. Should we have the year that these building codes are?
No.
Because they're a couple behind.
No,
he just wants to do it so as
it's
they
the
update.
Current,
exactly.
Yes, the current ones, and they're always behind them.
Okay.
Yeah, because right now we're working on the 2020, even though the 2023 is out.
Right.
So in 2024, we'll have to do this again or whatever the state accepts them, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's why we wrote it this way, as currently in effect.
Oh, I get you. Yep, yep,
so
yep.
That we don't have to do it. It's the same thing that we did when we were doing the DOT regulations for roads. It's just whatever the state regulations are. So
yep.
We don't have to come back. All right. Any other discussion? I vote Rudy. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
And Tim.
Yes.
Okay. And then amendment number 3.
I'll make a motion that we present it to the voters as written here.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to second. Any discussion? I'll vote Rudy. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
And Tim.
Yes.
Okay. Just one note, those amendments will probably be renumbered now. That's all.
They will.
Be 1 and 2 instead of 2 and 3.
Yeah. The final numbering usually winds up, I believe, getting done by the town clerk when the board is put together. Okay. All right, let's take care of that one. So the vote for these is that amendment number 1 is not going to be presented. Amendment number 2 is going to be presented as presented. And amendment 3 is going to be presented as presented.
Correct.
Okay. All right. The next one on is the public hearing for the Candy Warren article petition, citizens petition, section 504, conditional use permit, section 505, conditional use permit review criteria, and section 5.06, conditional use permit standards. The standard would be is that the petitioners would present this. But
well, why don't you read the petition one?
Yeah.
It's short.
Do you
have them?
Do you have them, Amy?
Right here.
I thought I...
Well, there's two of them, and one, they're dated differently.
Right.
Which one are we reading?
Just...
That'll be the second one, the conditional use permit standards.
Yeah, that's a 504, 506, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's both, is it?
Was that the first one?
Let me see, no, that's both.
The one dated November 28th.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'll read the, okay, yeah, I forgot to bring my book, I got the wrong book. So the warrant article as presented is, are you in favor of the adoption of amendment number as proposed by citizens petition for the town zoning ordinance as follows? Are you in favor of repealing the issuance of conditional use permits by repealing the following sections of the Candia zoning ordinance? Section 504, conditional use permit. Section 505, conditional use permit review criteria. And 5.06, conditional use permit standards. A yes vote will require future developments in Candia to adhere to the spirit, intent, and letter of the Candia zoning ordinances and will rescind the planning board's authority to approve any development in Candia that is eligible for consideration under innovative land use. So I'm going to open the public hearing on that at 6:51. All right, so I've read the warrant article as presented. Is there any public comment?
I guess I'll just stand up. I didn't come here for that, but I guess can I, does that just take the board's rights away?
Exactly, what it does.
What will happen in with this particular warrant article is it will eliminate the, and I'm going to kind of confuse it a little bit. Section 505 and 506 are the enabling sections for us to issue conditional use permits under the innovative land use requirements under RSA requirements in planning.
Okay. Yeah, so that
really
so
takes
again,
the ability
again, I think
away
this is another case that, so again, I've been here for over 50 years. This is probably the first time I've seen, maybe the second, but probably the first time I've seen a major uproar in a vote. And again, now we're going to take the rights of the board away because of one situation, you know, maybe the public didn't come out properly, maybe something. But again, I really get nervous about like changing long-standing rules that we've had for one particular situation. I just think that's bad practice, period. And I'm not going against what these people are standing for. I don't, but by repealing what the board has always done is not the answer. You know, maybe there was a different way to have that situation. But, you know, the public has the right to come out when these meetings are going on. The public has the right to speak on those conditions. But if the board loses their right, because I know how many things come up in every planning, you know, the plans that come through here, and the board needs to have that flexibility to vote on those conditions because they're all very specific.
Exactly.
So I guess I'll just speak as a resident that I disagree with that I do not think that should be voted in that way.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Just to clarify one thing, 504 and 505 are the enabling legislations, and 506 refers specifically to elderly housing.
Okay.
So just to make that clear, because the next one is going to actually be related to that.
Okay.
So other comments, questions, comments from the board?
Sure.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, my real concern is that we all know it, because it's even on the news, that the legislature and the state government is really pushing the innovative land use because we need more housing.
Absolutely.
And they are ruling in favor of this, even no matter...
Almost universally.
Almost universally. and the town of Candia will give up its ability to control its own zoning when we allow Concord to do it, which is exactly what this amendment would do. It would give up zoning to Concord.
So let me just verify that that is correct. That was my assumption as well. If we lose the ability to adjudicate on these conditions, it will automatically get bumped to the state. Is that
no? Well, not automatically. What it would do is they could appeal it to the state. The applicant could.
Right. Well, what
if they disagree with
that? What actually winds up happening is I might as well bring this up now. We did ask legal counsel how this affects us, and basically it was. I don't want to go the whole thing because, of course, it's legal. It's lawyer talk.
Go to the last.
Yeah. from town council, it's. However, keep in mind that because this article would eliminate the board's authority to grant conditional use permits. And pursuant to the ordinance, workforce housing, which is the next one, we'll say elderly housing, can only be authorized through a conditional use permit. It likely violates RSA 674:59. RSA 674:59 requires that every municipality create reasonable and realistic opportunities for development of workforce housing. This would eliminate any possibility of workforce housing except through a variance. So, as the board knows, because everybody was on the board at the time, the impetus behind this whole thing was the fact that there was variances granted by the board that people didn't like. Last year...
Waivers.
Last year, the voters voted to take that ability away from the board and give it back to, or give it to, the ZBA. In my mind, the issue that was brought up was addressed. And now this one is going to take away our ability to, and again, in my opinion, to be able to do what we should be doing by RSAs and by, our own knowledge of what Candia needs.
Not only that, it complicates the applicant's ability to move forward.
Correct.
Having the ability that the planning board could do this really expedites the process for the applicant, and it saves time and money for everybody.
And again, we all know the pressure that the state government is putting on towns for development.
Right. And there's more stuff coming through every day.
Right. This would pure and simple cost the town a lot of legal money, and the chances are we would lose.
And what would also happen in here is that if we didn't have something like this, and looking at the RSA, that a developer could come into Candia and say, you're a violation of RSA such and such, and you're going to have to let us do whatever we want to do.
I was just going to say that this is actually going to have you lose more rights.
Oh, absolutely.
So right now, you can control an applicant. I shouldn't say that, but... Well, you can basically ask.
Well, we can have some input to make it the best situation.
You are going to lose, or these people that are signing, you're going to lose all of your leverage. It literally is going to go from you. It'll go to a lawsuit. It'll go to the state. State's going to vote in favor of them because they're part of the RSA, and you'll have no say in it. Yeah, and that is, it would be detrimental to do this, to take that leverage away from the board. The board has more power.
Unintended consequences.
Unintended consequences. It would. Not a good idea at all.
I was very disappointed and dismayed to see this come through. Because
Put our support or lack of on the warrant article?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we have to do.
Good.
Yeah. That's the function of the
board. That's going to be important on these two.
It will hurt the town, basically, if that gets voted through.
And are we going to do a similar thing we did last year, create some letter to go into the Boy Scout packet?
I think probably what we'll do is after we go through the public hearing stuff, I think we should discuss that because that is something that would be not germane to this right now, but it would be germane to overall.
I think these two petition warrant articles deserve explanation to the people of town so they understand the consequences.
Let's make sure we just say that this article instead of these two, because we're in that public hearing.
All right,
just
let's go to that one.
Details.
Nobody likes it.
No, but I think it is very.
One thing I want to clarify, Rudy, while we're on the topic, though, as I recall, when that citizen's petition went forward to for us to not have the ability to grant waivers, when we first talked about it and you had talked with Tim Sullivan, it was like, well, no, this isn't enforceable. We're still going to be able to do it. And then it was kind of like, as time went on, and it's like, well, it's kind of gray. And then time went on some more, and it was like, well, we're going to get in a lawsuit either way. Like, I think, like, even when I did this project up here, I mean, waivers are still an important thing, okay? And I think fundamentally what happened, I mean, I was the applicant. I wasn't voting on the board that night. But that night, five planning board members looked at that plan and said, you know what, I think that's good planning, and I think it's an intelligent thing to use these waivers to do it. And I think your point, and I think Judy's point was, well, the people didn't support the village district ordinance, so they don't want density. So I think we kind of got into a thing where it seemed, including Mike Santa, everybody looked at it and said, yeah, we think this is good planning, and it's consistent with what we want to do as a planning board. However, and we know we're getting pressure from the state. However, the people didn't support it. And then I know there was a lot of interaction, a lot of things happened on Facebook, and there was a lot of discussion. And actually, there was a lot of concern, actually, about the way things were handled. Brian's looking at me, so let's not get into this. Is that what he's saying? Yeah. And so, no, but I just think it's a good thing to kind of retract, you know, because, and so, yeah, I guess we'll talk about that another time. But,
yeah, it's
but
more...
there was a lot. What I'm saying is we keep referring, and it looked like, well, oh my God, like, what I have a problem with is what happened after that meeting and the way business was conducted and what happened with the...
But that's, you're kind of like...
Yeah, but the point is, do we have the right to grant waivers if somebody comes in? Can we grant waivers?
Right now, no.
No, I don't believe you can.
No.
But when we first talked to Tim Sullivan, he said that it wasn't going to be enforceable.
He did say
you remember that?
That?
Yeah,
yes,
he did.
Do.
And then
so now
it did change.
So that was a waste.
So how did that change? Like
the lawyers told us that.
So one day the town attorney looks at it and says, "You haven't lost the right." And the next day he looks at it and he says, "You have."
We can discuss that one under other business if you want, but we have to stick on the fact that we're just looking at this amendment right now.
Good enough.
That's. As far as I'm concerned,
okay,
totally different subject. But before we do that, is there any other things that we need to put into the public record on this to make it clear why we would be voting on this?
I think we've covered that.
Okay, everybody's comfortable with that.
Yeah.
We did the RSA.
And unless all you stuff. Want to sit here all night and
just
speak.
Can I just ask for clarification? Because this is a petition warrant article request, isn't it automatically approved to go
no.
on the ballot?
No.
It's not.
Well, it has to be on the ballot.
Right.
But it can't go on the ballot until the planning board makes a recommendation.
Okay.
And we can't change any of the wording.
Understood.
It's kind of like, you know, when you go in and you vote, you see that the select board voted.
Correct.
Right.
And the budget committee voted on this one. It'll say.
Planning board does not approve.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a two-step thing. It has to go on, but we have to make a recommendation.
Okay.
All right, if there's no other comments from anybody in the public, I'll close the public hearing at
7:04.
1904, Judy. All right, so what's the board's pleasure with the warrant article concerning section 504, 505, and 506?
Make a motion that the planning board does not support it.
Did you make that motion or
did
you?
I did.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. We'll take a vote, Rudy. Yes, Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so.
And it'll be duly noted on that warrant, too.
Yeah, that the board is against this warrant article 7-0. All right. All right, I'm going to open up the public hearing for the second citizen's petition that was received on December 12th, I believe. And I'm going to open that at 7:05. And I'll read the article as submitted. Are you in favor of the adoption of amendment number, as proposed by citizen's petition for the town and zoning ordinance as follows? Are you in favor of repealing the issuance of conditional use permits by repealing the following sections of the Acandia zoning ordinance? Section 507, conditional use permit workforce housing. A yes vote will require future development in Acandia to adhere to the spirit, intent, and letter of the Acandia zoning ordinance and will rescind the planning board's authority to approve any development in Acandia that is eligible for consideration under innovative land use controls. We have no one to speak for the article. Is there any public hearing? I mean, public input on this?
Go on the record to, again, speak against it. Again, I've been all over the state, many towns, many developments with many developers, and all I hear is lawsuit when I hear something like that. So, yeah, I think that's, again, detrimental to take that power away from the board. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Comments from the board?
No, it's pretty similar with the one before. So
yeah. I'd just like to make a comment that I think it's ironic, humorous. I'll leave it at that. That they say development in Acandia to adhere to the spirit and intent of the zoning ordinances.
Right.
The spirit and intent of the zoning ordinance were to allow for this type of development with the conditional use permit. A lot of other things that people are in favor of require conditional use permits. This is not like it's verboten, we don't want it, you got to get a special permit. There is a lot of things that require conditional use permits.
I thought these were the only two things that require conditional use permits.
What does I'm sorry?
Maybe in our zoning, but I'm saying in zoning as a whole, there's a lot of things that require conditional use permits.
Right, I saw that language.
That is a very common language for
spirit and intent, but we can't change the way they've written it. But I picked up on that too.
Yeah, the spirit and intent of the zoning ordinance was to allow for it with a conditional use permit to have a little extra.
Which is the spirit the planning board was using.
Right. Yeah. I think if it's passed, it will have significant unintended negative consequences for the town.
And just a little bit of history in this is that, as you all know, we submitted the workforce housing one last year. And it passed with a significant margin. I don't remember the exact number, but it wasn't insignificant. When the petition warrant article that came in December was submitted, the people who submitted the petition didn't realize that 507 was in there. They must have been looking at something else. So that's why there's two separate ones in here.
Because that one came after.
Right. So if the first one passed and the second one didn't pass, then it's basically kind of a moot point anyways because we have no procedure in 504, 505. So it's how do you do something? So again, we're kind of like at the mercy of whoever decided to come in and try to challenge it. And I think none of us want to go through more legal fees.
Well, we're not at the mercy. The town is. The town's at the mercy of their lawsuit, and they go to Concord, and Concord says do it.
Correct. When I say we, I say, you know, I'm talking as a citizen of the town, mm-hmm. I guess.
Instead of me too. Yeah. I don't want to see my tax dollars be wasted on litigation. That's foolish.
No. Anything else on that one? And I'm going to close the public hearing at 7:09. Okay.
You ready for a motion?
Any discussion? Oh, yeah, you make a motion, and then we can
make a motion that the planning board does not approve.
Not support.
Not support.
All right, not support.
I'll second that.
And that will be for the citizens' petition warrant article that was submitted to
Section 507.
December 12th for Section 507.
Yep.
Okay, and everybody's clear on that? No, any discussion? I don't think so. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Wow, for one night, I'm not the bad guy.
All right. Thank you all for all the input on both of those. There was a lot of work done by a lot of people on that. So I learned a lot.
especially behind the scenes.
Yeah, a lot going, yeah. Good thing we have consultants. All right, old business. Nate Miller and CIP, there's nothing on that yet. I still owe some things to Mark, to Nate. Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission on the HOP updates. I know that Judith isn't here. Mark, do you have anything that
Well, we've gone over the survey that's going to be sent out. There's hard copies. I went on and did the digital one that they came out. I thought it was really good and informative and would help us in future regulation forming.
Okay.
You know, I'm hoping that they decide to adopt the survey that would be sent to developers with dealing with the planning board, how we can smooth out any of the rough edges or things that they're, hoops they're jumping through that they may not need to. But that's to be seen in a future meeting.
Oh, good. Good. Excellent.
One comment I wanted to make on that was, I believe this was, if my memory serves me, this was $25,000 in year one,
mm-hmm.
then it bumped to $50,000 in year two and $100,000 in year three.
If we get them, yeah.
If we get them.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, I think we should just check and see what that application deadline, I don't know if it's like, you know, July 1st, if it was.
Our application's in.
For
the second round? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think they've opened the one for the third round yet, but we can check. But yeah, we submitted our application. It's been approved, but there's no money right now.
Right.
So if they get some...
We really don't need it now because we're going through that.
Well, yeah.
The first phase of it.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we get some money so we can do that if it comes up. So, yeah.
In my mind, I had a January 20th date for the third phase of that, but that's... I have no idea where that thought came from. So
if you find it, yeah, let me know, because we'll make sure we got to make sure we get that deadline in there.
I'm pretty sure Nate was on top
of
that.
Nate
was gonna...
Nate or Cam?
Nate.
Cam.
I think Nate was.
No, Nate was.
Nate was the one. It was the original one.
Yeah.
Cam came in.
So that was the first phase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they know that we'll probably be contracting with them to do it. I think on the second one, it's either the second one or the third one, we need to hire a consultant other than Southern New Hampshire Planning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Nate said he couldn't do that.
Right.
But I could just see one small benefit already. I think, is Judith on that committee?
Yes.
So she was at the last meeting when we started talking about workforce housing.
Very helpful.
And then she said, and this was Judith Zott saying this, you know, we're going to have to do something about workforce housing, and it would make sense to allow it where the water is. And I was like, so I think this whole idea of getting these people who have historically been very much opposed to any sort of anything happening, and obviously Judith's a very intelligent woman, and she sits down, she starts looking at this and says, yeah, I think maybe slowly but surely people are starting to accept the fact that maybe the next time we try to look at doing an ordinance, we can have the support from those people, you know, I think maybe we could get something passed. You know?
Yeah.
So just when you first start off, you think, well, how are we going to change? How's it going to change? But you can already just see one small benefit where, you know, we could actually have a discussion with somebody mm-hmm. who historically wouldn't support this, you know. So.
Well, you know that one of the major focuses on this particular phase is it has to have a big public input
right.
aspect to it.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm more optimistic now. You know?
Good, good. All right, anything else on that? Thank you, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Approval of minutes?
Two little things. Line 102. These are the things that would just me minor. I bet mean?
Should be B.
Be
minor. Yeah.
Just B or
B.
Mean minor changes. Okay. You can pick. Could be
B
or mean.
Just B minor changes.
Okay. And then the other one, line 157, from the master plan where we did survey of the resources in town. Maybe we did surveys or we survey the resources.
Or do they survey?
I'll let you.
Where we survey the resources.
Get rid of the of.
Yeah, you can get rid of the of. That's the easiest.
Okay.
That's it for me.
My English teacher would be happy with me right now.
I bet.
But she was a candy teacher.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
All right. Appeals update? No.
Still nothing.
No.
We need a motion to accept the
minutes. Oh, yes, yes, sorry. Yes. Yes.
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes as edited.
Okay. As amended? Yeah.
I'll
okay.
second.
Okay. Any discussion? I think we have discussion. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Well, I wasn't here. Abstain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So abstain. Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Foster Farms? No. I went on the website. It's still sitting there. It's the bottom of the hearing list. And it was, what did we run? June 25th? Something like that. I mean, you went Judy too, right? It's like June something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long
so
time ago.
It's now over 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, you got to understand that that's going to be a landmark decision.
Yeah.
Constitutionality of the person who owns the land.
Yeah.
Is a huge. That's not something that's going to be judged very easily.
Well, and the argument that we the town. Brought forth is that should be something that should go to the Supreme Court, not to the Housing Appeals Board, or I'm sorry, the Superior Court, not the Housing Appeals Board, but the Housing Appeals Board contends that in their legislative requirements that they can rule on constitutional issues too. So, it's going to be interesting.
I don't think it's going to be a quick decision.
Well I still look.
Either way, it's going one more level.
I still looked at
next round.
At the RSAs for the Housing Appeals Board, and you know everything that I saw said that they're supposed to be bringing these decisions in like 90 days,
yeah.
because it's supposed to be faster than Superior Court.
Right. Right.
I think we would have gone faster in Superior Court, but they're the ones that have to make that decision. So. And I know that the feeling for town council is to not push the issue, which I personally think is probably a good idea.
I don't think, I don't know. We'll see how they rule. But I think Jim Logan's kind of moved on. I mean, he's bought a couple budding parcels. He's looking onto his.
No, it's still an active case, though. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but he's talking about the act.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't think they're like, if they were really interested and he really thought it was going to be something that they were going to win or he wanted to do, then they would have been pushing it, with their legal counsel and said, hey, what's up? But things just kind of sitting there.
He's not paying his lawyer to push it.
Right.
Right. But he's not dropping the appeal either.
Right.
So.
No reason to. Just wait for the answer.
Yeah.
The money's already been spent. So
right. 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 Exactly. Okay, so that's that one. Other business, town planning, I think we've worked on that quite a bit today. I think we'll wait till next year to work on anything else. And
next year?
This is the
issue.
This is the issue.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At least I've been writing, 2024.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, we're 3 days into it. Okay, any other business for the board? Hearing none. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your input, Ron. Tom.
Thank you.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
I think that would be appropriate.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
I'm still waiting for someone because I know.
Yeah. I was going to say Tim.